Hello, arpeggio here. Of course, for you, chum, always. Although, must we communicate through that dreadful speakerphone? Yes, of course, one must keep blood in one's brain. But do tell, is there some pressing matter you'd like to discuss? Yes, we're well underway. My blimp should arrive at the end of the week. Be sworn, you covetous troglodyte. You've already got the lion's share of the parts. Would you take my meager portion of the robotic bird for your own and strip me of all my earthly pleasures? Sounds like you're making capital use of your share of the robotic loot. But for now, the clockwork brain stays with me on the blimp. Although, when I arrive to pick up the Northern Lights battery, I might be persuaded to give you a peek. Yes, the blimp's hypnotist wavelengths conform to the specs drawn up by the Contessa, and Dimitri, before his unfashionable capture, did a bang-up job of distributing spice through his nightclub. You're correct, sir. Yours is the final piece to the puzzle, the missing link. Once the battery is aboard, nothing will stand in the Claw Gang's way. Paris will be ours. Right, farewell, Bison. Stir up a lip. Ta-ta.
This is preposterous. You're my protege, not the next candidate for my immortality. I demand you exit the clockwork frame or... What's all this, then? The magnets have been reversed. But... by Jove, it seems to have locked the clockwork parts into place. Excellent. Ah, Mr. Cooper, no doubt you believed a reversal would pull the old bird apart, eh? But it seems to have had quite the opposite effect. I'm truly grateful. When fully powered up, I'll join myself to its circuits and be born anew. Immortality. Immortality is what I seek. The other Claw Gang members were much too short-sighted. They were satisfied using the clockwork parts to drive their various trivial schemes. But not me. No. I saw them for what they really were. The keys to life eternal. Ah! But acquiring all the parts was only half the equation. Think, Cooper. What kept clockwork alive for thousands of years? Splendid! That's right. Hatred. Putting his gears and wires together was child's play compared with accumulating that much hatred. Oh, my poor naive boy. My meticulous mind has found a way. As your hippopotamus friend will attest, spice consumption makes you both angry and susceptible to hypnosis. The Contessa, hypnotist extraordinaire, devised a way to command people through the use of flashing lights. I've created this blimp to be a massive transmitter of those precise light frequencies. The only problem I faced was finding a suitable source of light waves. Ah, hypnotize those who'd eaten food covered in illegal spice. Thank goodness for Dimitri. Through his nightclub, he got the whole city to consume the spice. Cruel, perhaps, but necessary to give clockwork his spark of immortality. Ah well, my new body awaits me. Be a dear, Neela, and keep him covered. Ta-ta! This is preposterous. You're my protege, not the next candidate for my immortality. I demand you exit the clockwork frame or...